It's time for the La Sabrina Hair Design Podcast with Amy Button. Well, welcome to the show, everyone. Once again, Charlie McDermott, co-host slash producer, here with Amy Button. Amy, how you doing?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing terrific and just having fun in life. And, you know, I think what you do and your team there helps people have fun. Because, again, we've talked about this. When you're looking good, you're feeling good, and you just have more fun, right?
Yeah.
But then there's the other side. I know we went through this, Barb. I know went through this. We came down to the Southwest Florida area from Pennsylvania in 2015. And, yeah, she would have fun with her hair designer up in Pennsylvania. But down here, she's like, where do I even begin? And with more and more people moving to Florida, I know this is a dilemma. This is causing a lot of undue stress for folks moving to Florida, or for that matter, just moving from one part of Florida to another. You know, so for those folks who land in Southwest Florida, obviously in the Naples area, and for that matter beyond, because your insight can help people all over the country. How about if we talk about, you know, what should we look for? Maybe questions we should ask before we make that commitment. You know, I think there are two. I'm having a little fun here, but yeah, you know, there are two bonding, I think, partnerships, I'm going to call it, in life. One is with your spouse, right?
Yeah.
And the other is with your hair designer. You know, I hear many kind of, I don't know, can I use the word ugly relationships, abusive relationships, where, you know, I hear the comments like, well, you know, I've been going to her or him for X amount of years and I can't just... I think, didn't Seinfeld do an episode on that, you know, with his,
yeah.
He would come back with this crazy looking head of hair and everyone would be like, oh, you know, Kramer, I remember Kramer's reaction, he'd be like, oh, you know?
Right, yeah.
And Jerry just couldn't leave his barber. So, yeah. So what should we do, Amy? What should we do?
Yeah, no, it's true. Sometimes, I mean, loyalty is a great character trait, but loyalty to a fault if you're in a bad relationship with your hairdresser. But yeah, it is one of the, it is actually one of the highest stressors for especially females moving to Southwest Florida. And I have so many clients that have said, well, I've actually lived here for like 8 years, but I keep flying back to where I came from my hairdresser. Yeah. So it really is. It's a hard decision for people to make, especially when you've built such a healthy, great relationship with your stylist and you trust her. Cause I talk about women all the time. It's like all my emotions are connected to the ends of my hair. And I mean, hair, it really is a very personal thing. It affects how you look at yourself, and it affects how you walk around and face your day. So it's also usually a very safe place for you to come feel comfortable, relax, talk about whatever you want to talk about, get a little complimentary therapy session. So yeah, it is a really important relationship for sure. I guess the best way to start looking, because it is pretty unnecessary to fly back to wherever it is that you moved from for your hair, is to ask yourself the question, like, what are the two most important things to me when it comes to my hair experience? Usually it comes back with what services are you needing or wanting? If you know, every single appointment you get your roots covered. If you are caring very much about the tone of your hair, very specific things like that. And then there's also hair types. Like if you have curly hair, you're going to want to go to a stylist that knows how to cut and handle curly hair. So, the other thing that means a lot to people is the atmosphere in the salon. So some people love the hustle and bustle and it feels like you're in a city atmosphere. Other people, that's not what they want. They want it to be like really calm. And then some people even like the salon suites where it's just you and your stylist and that's it. But then there's no other conversation, no other clients kind of moving around. So those are the things that I would look at if I were looking for a stylist.
Right. And so do you recommend like you walk in, you get a feel for things, you talk to a stylist? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, so there's two things that you could do that are really helpful. The first is just like everything else when you're moving, you're Googling restaurants in the area, school in the area, crime rates in the area. You could also do that. Look up, salons in the area. And then I would even do specific searches on either Google or Instagram. Instagram is great because it allows salons to post pictures of their work in addition to, the other stuff that they've got going on. And with that, they put hashtags. So if you have curly hair, you can like search Instagram using a hashtag that has something to do with curly hair. Or if you have balayage and you are looking for a blonding specialist. And then the other thing you want to look at always is reviews. I trust the reviews on Google Maps. I know a lot of people use Yelp. I'm not a huge fan of Yelp because they don't. I think I have like 25 five-star ratings that Yelp won't even post or use. So you're not really getting all the feedback, I guess. Reviews are very helpful as well. So pictures, reviews, and those are the two places that I would start my research. But one of the things that our salon does, and I know a lot of other salons do it as well, is they'll have complimentary consultations. These are appointments that are like 15 minutes long, and they're super easy to fit in a schedule. So even if you're looking at a salon, but they're booked 2 weeks to a month out, then this is an appointment where you can at least get come in, sit down with the stylist, get a feel for the salon, and then talk about and come up with a plan for your hair. And if you're comfortable at that point, it's really helpful moving forward. It also gives you the out if you walk in and go, oh, this is not for me. This is not what I'm looking for. Didn't cost you any money. It just cost you time.
Love it, love it. And then for the ultimate breakup, I mean, how does that go down? Any advice to make that maybe easier, or recommendations to just cut it off when it needs to be cut off? What do you suggest?
Right. Well, I mean, because I gotta support my fellow stylists here, a lot of times it's a communication thing. So I would recommend always like how to maybe if I can word what it is that I'm wanting differently. Being honest with your stylist is great. I am always like, hey, if you're not happy with that or that didn't have the result, I mean, call me. I'd rather know. And then we can problem solve from there. So a lot of times clients will get scared and then they'll just like make an appointment, but then they like cancel later and then you just never hear from them again.
Something suddenly came up, the Jan Brady excuse, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Whereas a lot of times that is something that could have been fixed or resolved. Yeah, so that would be just be honest. And then if that at that point it gets really ugly, then by all means leave.
Run,
Right.
run. There should be a movie about this topic. I can so see it,
Yeah. Some
the
very
stalking
interesting
hair
things.
design. Oh my goodness. So that's real helpful, but I can see your point. I think people, hey, we all want to be kind and be nice, to the point where we sacrifice our own needs and looks
Right.
in this case. But you're right. It's really helpful for that designer to know. So it's
Yeah.
how do we get that out in a safe space so the client, I guess, doesn't feel like they're going to offend the hair designer, right?
Yeah,
And the
exactly.
stylist.
Yeah.
Well, super. Well, this is going to help a lot of folks. I'll
I
tell you,
hope
Amy.
so. Or relieve some stress, at least.
Yeah. And you're right. You know, the reviews, it's interesting. I've heard that comment about Yelp before. I don't know if it's a pay to play, you know, they want all businesses to kick in cash and all that. So, you know, I don't know that for a fact, and I'm not saying Yelp isn't a great organization, but I've heard that before. But yeah, reviews, a good point on Instagram and seeing the different hairstyles and all that. So any other suggestions before we end this episode?
Nope. I just, when you're doing research, I guess you want to look up needs that you already know that you have, and then also look up, like, what is the end goal? You can look at pictures of what your end goal is. Pictures are great because it really helps the during the consultation. So if you have a complimentary consultation planned, bring pictures with you.
Good one. Good one. All right. Well, I've been taking notes. I got to do something about this look. So this is really helpful, Amy.
Your look is fine.
All right. Well, until the next episode, go out there and make people look awesome, and so they can have more fun, right?
Right. Yeah.
All right. We'll see you soon. Thanks for listening to the La Sabrina Hair Design Podcast. To learn more about the La Sabrina Hair Design Experience, go to www.lasabrinahairdesign.com. That's www.lasabrinahairdesign.com, or call 239-537-9315.